Well, we're finally back in Arkansas, and it is a beautiful sunny day, and I want to tell you a little bit about this really cool community called OK. Hey, I'm Blake, and this is your Tailgate Talk. We are sitting right in front of a gate that we can't go through that leads to an old cement plant. We're in the OK community in Saratoga, Arkansas, and this was the lifeblood of this community. Just on the other side of this gate, over that hill, is an old cement plant that was built, started in 1929, and was thriving and producing cement out of this area until 1993. Like I said, it was the lifeblood of this little community. Spraying out of that, I mean, people moved here. From what I read, the cement plant, like, they built housing. They encouraged all their employees to live in that housing in the early days. It even gave birth to a church here in this community in the early days. The lifeblood of a community. And yet, when we rolled up here to film this, we rolled up on a closed gate. A gate that was padlocked shut with a no trespassing private property sign, because this cement plant that was once the lifeblood of a community is shut down. Something that had all people's hopes and futures and dreams had rested upon is no longer in operation. It's ironic because Jesus talked about what we build our lives on in Matthew chapter 7 when he said, "The wise man builds his house on sand, the foolish man builds his house on a rock." It's the idea that even our jobs, even the lifeblood of our life, our bread and butter, the thing that puts food on our table, we think, can be taken away. And so quickly. I mean, how many of you watching this have experienced that maybe in your life, where something that you thought you would be doing for the rest of your life was taken, and you had to completely figure out the rest of your life's plans? So what are you building on? Are you building on your plans and your dreams, or are you building on His? Because you see, if you're building on the foundation of Jesus Christ and whatever He lays out for you, no matter what comes and goes, that's not going to change. And disappointments, and I'm sure for the people who had to completely rethink their life plans because of this shutdown in 93, horrible disappointments that come don't have to completely derail you if you're building on the rock. Hey, this is part one of the lifeblood of the OK community. And now tune in next week for our next Tailgate Talk, when I want to show you part two of what I think was the real lifeblood of the OK community. And so you join us next week. I'm going to save you a seat right here on the tailgate, and we're going to talk about the real lifeblood of the OK community on part two. Till then, I love you. We'll see you next time.